The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
The coroner has been dispatched and should be here within 20.
Good. We'll hold his body at the city morgue until we can make arrangements for an autopsy.
My concern now is to continue my work and to provide our people with free and unlimited power.
A noble task, yet you still are unsure.
Look around you, Professor. Does it look like we have much of a choice?
There's spilled sugar on the counter and eggshells in this little drain basket.
Fortune cookies. He's making fortune cookies.
Now he plans to destroy everything the Federation stands for by using Prisoner 310. You know that's highly classified, as is Professor Lin. Dear brother, it pains me to withhold information from you, but I am bound by the Federation.
It looks like I'm going to be heading home after all.
You will shuttle to the Boldebar Space Station at 0700 hours tomorrow.
You'll be on a conference call with Kelly and your dad.
Hey, girls.
Daddy!
Dad, I can't believe it.
We'll be together soon.
And then I will want to know everything, Dad. Everything.
And now, episode 63. Home again.
Kelly, there will be plenty of time to talk about where I've been. The important thing for me now is to get to Landstuhl, clear my medical, and arrange to get home.
Are they making you go to a military hospital because of your Air Force service?
It would be SOP for any civilian or military being held illegally in a foreign country to get immediate medical attention. Now, Landstuhl is set up for that. Because of prior service, I can use the MAC system to get home.
Kelly might be right, Daddy. You'd be a lot more comfortable on a commercial airliner than a military air cargo plane.
Like I said, it's a C-5A Galaxy. The upper deck is kind of like first class on the 747. How are my grandkids, Kelly?
They're home now, but I haven't told them anything.
It's the middle of the night here, but I expect to leave anchor on a few hours and then spend at least one full day at Landstuhl. I'll know more once I get to Frankfurt. Kate, I understand you were on a stakeout. How'd it go?
Nothing spectacular. We have a missing Chinese dignitary, and we were staking out a suspect's apartment. I'll tell you all about it when you get home.
Get home. Damn, that sounds good. You guys take care, and I'll contact you both when I know more.
Love you, Dad.
Me too. Can't wait to see you. Be careful.
I will. Love you guys too.
He looked good.
Too good.
Now, you heard him say that the Turkish government fattened him out the last 6 months.
Yeah, but still. I thought that there might have been a lot more distress in his face. He looked like he'd been on vacation in the Mediterranean.
I really don't think it was a vacation. I'm sure he'll fill us in on all the details in a couple of days. In the meantime, I'm going to make sure I'm free from work.
Me too. I don't think it'll be a problem. We need to throw a big welcome home party for him.
Oh, that's a great idea, Kelly. But I don't know how much I can help in the planning with this case and all.
No sweat, sis. I got this.
All right, but let's not do it the same day. Let's give Daddy some time to recover. He might just want to have a quiet recovery at home.
Don't worry. I won't surprise him with anything. I'm sure he'll want to see family and friends. It will be nice. Trust me.
I always have, big sister.
Thanks. That sounds so much better than older sister.
All right, time for me to get back to work. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I could tell already that my sister Kelly was suspicious. I just hoped that Daddy had his story straight, because knowing her as I did, she wasn't going to back off. We wrapped up the crime scene and I headed back to my old section to follow up on the evidence we collected. I was holding out hope that our electronic forensics team would be able to pull something useful off of Quo's phone. It was nice and a little sad to keep walking back into my old office area. I never thought that I'd spend so much time there after leaving for Homeland. It figured that the one person I wasn't really excited to see would be waiting for me.
Agent Hawk! She can't get enough of us.
Rookie, haven't they reassigned you yet?
Hey, you know I'm your favorite.
Sparring partner.
Hey, you know I never did get that rematch.
Are you serious?
Look, I have to act obnoxious to keep up my cover.
Act? Really? That's an act?
So, how did the stakeout go? I saw Hernandez and Mac, but it looked like they were heading back to the lab. I did hear, though, that your delivery guy took a cyanide capsule.
I imagine you hear a lot of crazy things, Nelson. Especially when you listen to yourself.
Ooh, low blow. Well, the captain's coming. Better make myself scarce.
Smartest thing you've said since I met you.
Hey, you all weren't saying that when I distracted Wi-Fi so you guys could escape.
sure am seeing you more than I expected, Hawk.
I must admit, I didn't think my first Homeland case would put me right back where I started.
Hernandez filled me in on what went down. You're an expert in Oriental culture. Do you think the suicide was some sort of face-saving thing?
I don't think so, Captain. Suicide to save face isn't strictly an Oriental concept. This looks more like protecting a mission at all costs. Obviously, the consequences of being apprehended by police would have resulted in something worse than dying by your own hand.
Organized crime? Maybe the Hong?
That's a possibility. Perhaps the department's street gang unit can hit the streets and check their informants to see if anything big was going down.
I'll pass that along to Detective Hernandez. He has contacts within his department.
So, is Hernandez going to be a permanent fixture around here?
He's still on loan, and frankly, I hope it remains a loan-only arrangement. I'd much rather promote within.
Mac?
The board convenes soon. If all goes well, we'll have one of our own taking your slot.
Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
I was glad to hear that you let Mac and Hernandez pursue the leads at the restaurant.
Officially, I've been told by Homeland to oversee the investigation. More as an advisor on cultural and language questions. Unofficially, they want me to conduct an informal investigation on Professor Lin's disappearance. Between the two of them, I'm confident that they'll find whatever it is we need to know. By the way, Kelly and I were able to video chat with Daddy while I was at the crime scene.
That's fantastic. Not the best place for a family reunion.
It was fine. In fact, he was asking me about the case.
Once a cop.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing.
So, how is he? Did he look well?
He's fine, and he looked great. He said that once the Turkish government learned that he was being held to cover a corrupt government official, they moved him to a minimum security facility and pretty much pampered him.
So he'd look great, and they could claim he was never incarcerated.
That pretty much sums it up. Well, whatever the reason, I'm just glad he's safe and well on his way home.
Please let me know when he's back and settled in.
I'll do better than that. As soon as he's ready, we plan a welcome home party. I know he'll want you there.
Thank you, Agent Hawk. I would love to attend. I'm looking forward to it.
Mac, what have you got?
There's still no word on our waitress. Management says that they haven't seen her since we last visited. As for the deliveries, there's no record of deliveries being made to Lynn. The owner's gone through the tickets, but there are some ticket numbers missing.
Any indication on how many are missing?
It appears that there are just enough missing to cover meals sent to Lynn for the last week. I think they were just gaining his trust before they nabbed him.
What about Kuo's interest in baking fortune cookies?
That's a complete mystery. No one here said that he had an interest in cooking. He just made deliveries. About the only thing he did in the kitchen was clean it.
There has to be a reason for his interest in baking fortune cookies. We'll just have to keep digging. Hopefully the autopsy will give us something. Our coroner should be here within the next hour. By the way, I got a video call from my father. He called right after you two left the scene.
Hey, that's great news. I know you must be thrilled. Any idea when he'll be coming home?
They're gonna take him to Landstuhl for a medical eval, and then he'll be headed stateside.
I'm looking forward to meeting the original mole. So, is there anything else you want us to do here?
I think you've gotten about all we're going to get. I'm headed back to D.C. If anything comes back with the electronic forensics on Guo's phone, let me know. I'll have direct access to the coroner's report. I'll make sure you and Hernandez have full access to it.
Appreciate that. Good luck with your dad.
Thanks, Mac. This case was going nowhere fast. It reminded me of my first run-in with the IDF, investigating Ron Langer for arson on the police side. And as a Latumis escapee on the IDF side, who was this Quan Kuo? Why did he find it necessary to take cyanide rather than face questioning? That just didn't make any sense. And what was the role of the waitress? There were just too many questions. There has to be one thing that will tie all of this together. Nelson is certain that the burn mark on the wall was made by a laser pistol, similar to the one we had taken from Joanna Harris at the pawn shop when we were investigating Lun Langer. So, are these two also from the other side? If so, what do they need with a world-class black hatter from the People's Republic of China? It was late by the time I got back to my new little apartment in Arlington. I could only hope that a new day would bring some answers.
Welcome aboard, Agent Barnes.
Commander Sims. Good to see you again.
At least this time, you're not waiting for a battle transport and another combat mission.
That is a good thing.
Comrade Barnes, privyet.
Vlad, good to see you. Hey, how you been?
Quite busy. We have many experiments going on this cycle.
Vlad's growing some new mushrooms, but don't ask me why.
Oh, a very important experiment. If successful, Vlad will be eating all the results.
I thought it might have had something to do with food. So, have either one of you heard anything about rage and movements in the sector?
It's been quiet, as far as we can tell. Not much commercial traffic moving, just small supply ships.
Well, you know, with this Muncie Act in effect, commerce has taken a pretty good hit. Which reminds me, I need George to send a transmission for me.
Agent Barnes, I am ready for your transmission.
George, good to see you again.
My sensors recognize you as well, Agent Barnes, but I'm not programmed fully for emotional responses.
So, Robo-4, know any good new jokes?
I have concluded that there is a finite number of jokes, so none are new. Only the names have been changed to keep the jokes fresh.
Well, so you know any fresh ones?
I can certainly access my database and then use a random word generator to assemble a fresh one. A Cerulean walks into a drinking establishment and sees a Mondorian sitting at the bar, looking very sad. He said, "Why are you so sad?" The Mondorian said, "I'm alone. I don't have anybody." The Cerulean said, "Of course you don't. You're a cephalopod. Ha ha ha."
You must be a blast at parties.
Why would a party require pyrotechnics?
Right. Good point there, George. I need to send a message to the Mercury.
Stand by. I shall scan frequencies. Frequency acquired. Do you wish to make the transmission?
Oh, that won't be necessary. Just notify them that I am aboard the BSS if they need to contact me.
Transmission completed. I will notify you when confirmation of receipt is sent.
Thanks, George. Cephalopod. That's actually pretty good.
Just want to say your goodbyes to the Mercury crew?
Something like that. They got their ears open for any rage or radio traffic.
Well, we've got Robo-4 doing the same thing.
Look, don't tell George, but they have technology that he doesn't. Apparently, Rage sends out double transmissions. The one in the clear is able to mask the true transmission.
There is technology I do not have.
You heard that?
I read your lips, Agent Barnes.
Better watch this one. He might lock you out of the airlock someday.
That would violate my protocol, Agent Barnes.
I don't think George would do anything like that.
Just saying.
What type of information are you seeking?
There's been some traffic about a special cargo Rage has. We believe it has something to do with the Latumus prisoner 310. Could quite possibly be another prisoner.
Seems like a lot of effort for two prisoners.
I agree. The only thing I can come up with is that these two prisoners have special skills Rage needs.
I have once again scanned the Latumus records. I cannot find any information on any other prisoner that would indicate a special skill, which would warrant such covert activity.
Did you ever find out any more information on this prisoner 310?
I have not found any further information.
In the meantime, we need to get you ready for the STIP transfer. We expect docking within the hour. It'll take us about 15 to 20 minutes to do a systems check. Then you'll be headed home.
I'm looking forward to some good old Earth food, but I really hate leaving with so many unanswered questions.
You've done a lot since you've been here, Barnes. Two rescue missions and the capture of the Rage ringleader on Boldabar, plus a deep-planted informer.
I suppose, but it's always the one that got away that you remember.
Agent Hawk.
Come to my office. I have the autopsy report on your delivery man.
Great. I'll be right there.
Oh, and by the way, I was informed your former partner will be departing from the BSS sometime today.
Well, that's great news. I'm on my way. I was anxious to hear what Jim had discovered after I left. Our communications were virtually non-existent while we were apart. I was hoping that he would have information that might lead to answers about Lynn. If Rage was behind the professor's abduction, maybe he picked up something from Rage radio traffic that would lead to answers we couldn't get here. I was also hoping that Quo's autopsy report would give us some much-needed answers, too. I was tired of going round in circles on this case. A waitress and a delivery man, who likes to bake fortune cookies, involved in a shooting and kidnapping of a Chinese professor just didn't make sense. But then again, traveling light years across the galaxy in a small box didn't make any sense either.
Kate, come in. Close the door.
The electronic jammer? This must be more than just a typical autopsy report.
You never can be too careful around here. As we suspected, Quo died from a lethal dose of arsenic. We didn't find any gang tattoos or any other markings that would indicate gang affiliations.
What about his... how should I say this? His planet of origin?
Well, everything indicates he was terrestrial. We should be able to determine which Earth he was from. We won't be able to do that until we fully analyze any particulates on his body or clothing. We can compare isotopes with databases from this side. If things don't add up, we have a database from the alternate Earth to which we can compare them.
What kind of time frame are we looking at?
The IDF is putting top priority on this. Our problem is we have a mix of Homeland Security agents mixed in with our IDF Homeland agents. So there's a lot of unofficial testing being done, and that takes some time. We're hoping no more than 2 or 3 days.
In the meantime, I have nothing more to go on than I did before I walked in here.
There was one odd thing the medical examiner found.
What was that?
When they analyzed his stomach contents, they found some undigested paper.
Paper? What kind of paper?
Small wads of paper. They were pretty chewed up, so he evidently didn't want you to find them when you went calling on him. We're guessing they were maybe codes or passwords.
Were they able to decipher any of the writing?
They're also analyzing what they can from the molecular structure of the paper. If we can identify it, we might be able to match it to a specific product, or maybe something that was in his apartment.
Well, at least that's something. I'm really hoping that Jim isn't coming home empty-handed.
Agent Barnes, I have a transmission from the Mercury. Go ahead, Mercury.
Barnesy, glad to catch you before you left town. Over.
Copy that, Nate. What do you got? Over.
We picked up a range transmission that might be important. It involves their special cargo. A call went out to one of their cargo ships about some damage to the shipment. You copy?
Copy that, Nate. Was there any indication what the cargo was? Over.
They were pretty upset that the cargo had been damaged. Then the cargo ship made a slip-up. They said it was only a flesh wound and the package was fine and fully able to perform. What do you make of that? Over.
Somebody important got shot. Thanks, Nate. You've been a great help. Hey, pass along my thanks to Rogers and Sheena. Over.
Will do. Glad we could help. Remember, you stole me a couple of Scullies. Over.
Don't worry. I'll be back. I always pay my debts. Over.
Copy that. I'll reserve us a spot. Mercury out.
We'll pass that info along to the proper channels. In the meantime, your ride is arriving. Go suit up. We'll be ready to transfer in about 20.
Thank you, Commander Sims. Pass along my thanks to Vlad. George, take care and keep in touch.
I always proceed with adequate caution, Agent Barnes. But I must remind you that I have no sensory perceptors or digits, so I cannot touch you.
Colloquialism, George. It means, well, it's a human thing.
You wish for me to maintain you in my database and contact you if there is new information that would be useful to you.
Close enough for government work. All right, I'm off to suit up.
Officer Nelson.
We had the autopsy report on Quo.
Well, since you're calling me instead of Hernandez and Mac, it must be something you don't want them to know about.
On the surface, it's pretty insignificant. As we expected, he died of an overdose of arsenic. Important to us is that, as far as we can tell, he's terrestrial. We'll know in a couple of days which Earth he calls home.
That's good to know. At least we know he's not Hungan or Fillion. Anything else?
Just that before he died, he ingested scraps of paper. It doesn't appear that we'll be able to retrieve anything. They're going to run some tests on the paper.
They'll probably use a mass spec on it for a breakdown of its elements. Are they going to run isotope tests?
Yeah, on his clothing, hair, whatever they can. It should tell us which side he's from. Yours or mine.
On another subject, I received word that the St. Martin Stip was dispatched a few days ago to pick up Jim. And I also heard that your dad should be leaving Frankfurt soon. In a couple days, everything should be back to normal.
Yeah, normal. My dad, who has been imprisoned on a distant planet, returned to Earth after 2 rescue missions, only to transport himself to Turkey in a Stip to pretend that he's been in a Turkish prison all this time. While my partner is leaving a planet 25,000 light years from here in a box, through wormholes, and with biometric circuits in his brain, making him a potential Avenger. In the meantime, I'm looking for a missing Chinese scientist, possibly kidnapped by aliens. Yeah, normal. You couldn't write this stuff.
All in a day's work for us. On another note, we might have a problem with your sister.
Kelly, why?
We've been watching her internet usage.
You've been spying on my sister? Why?
Just a precaution. She's been searching for info on Turkish prisons in Ankara. She's also made inquiries to the State Department and the consulate in Ankara.
I told you she was inquisitive. It's normal for her.
More than inquisitive. She's told the consulate that she knew for a fact that her father wasn't in prison there.
But how?
You better find out, or we're going to have a big problem on our hands.
What has Kelly learned about her father? What is the significance of the paper found inside Kuol? Will the missing waitress be found, perhaps exposing the entire rage plot to the unsuspecting Hernandez and Mac? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Kelly's Query.